Geek Radio Daily, kiddies, for this Tuesday, February the 19th, 2008. Coming at you, flying at you, boys and girls, like a prepubescent Fred Savage hopped up on Beano and Skittles.
Huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I had a lot of coffee on my way into work this morning. Billy Flynn. Oh, looky there, super producer Billy Flynn.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Hey, did anything grow?
Well, I can't tell you. It's a family show.
Oh, my. Making me look good, because really, how could he not? I'm the vicar.
Here comes the vicar.
Yeah, woo! I'm here, baby. I'm here. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
The only good thing about this is that it ain't Monday.
That's true. One day closer to the weekend, my friend.
Dude, I'm dealing with a sports injury today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got it. You know, I got a basketball hoop there at the end of my driveway.
Right.
And my kids got me a basketball for my birthday.
Right.
Just effed up my calf yesterday afternoon doing a jump shot.
Wow.
A jump shot. Now, the fact that I was executing a jump shot while playing basketball with my kids.
Right.
That's normal. Unless you know that my kids are four.
Yeah.
If you know that
very,
my kids
very
are four.
Short.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they shouldn't have needed the fadeaway.
Still took me out 24-2.
Wow. 24-2. Sad, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
So I'm limping a little bit, but
okay.
It's going to be okay, dude.
Be strong, brother.
It's going to be all fine, man.
Be strong.
Dude, I want mail.
Okay.
I want some damn mail, okay? If you want to make fun of me for my injury, that's fine. Vicar@ geekradiodaily.com. If you want to compliment Billy Flynn over there for putting up with my crap, that's cool. BillyFlynn@geekradiodaily.com or just podcast@. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Podcast@geekradiodaily.com. And just, you know, if you're in Chicago, let us know that you've heard us in Chicago.
Well, that'd be fun, too.
No one from Chicago's checked in yet.
I really would like to hear from some of the Chicago listeners. Somebody write to us. Let us know that you're out there. Otherwise, we're talking to ourselves. And that's just effing depressing. You want to do TV?
I do.
All right, you start because I haven't even looked at this crap yet.
Well, tonight it's a new episode of Jericho for all of you Jericho followers.
Chris Jericho, the wrestler? Oh, yeah!
Apparently, he had a nuclear meltdown in his town, and Chris Jericho is leading the rest of people to salvation.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Oh, really?
I've done that. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't happen every day.
All right. I got American Idol tonight. I'm not going to watch it because I got this thing I got to do. It's my wife's one of the groups she belongs to, Mom, the Richmond Area Mothers of Multiples. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
She's got a meeting that I got to go to. She's got a speaker. I want you to go to that tonight.
You're not a mom.
No, I know.
Okay.
Anyway, so I don't get to watch Idol, but...
Are you Mr. Mom?
Possibly.
Okay. All right, so no Idol
12
for you.
Top males of season 7 performing
blah, blah,
in a two-hour edition on Fox tomorrow night. It's the ladies.
Tonight, AMC again playing it safe, going with Godfather Part D.
Oh!
So,
ooh, in a stunning turnabout from last night's...
Godfather.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. ABC has new episodes of sitcoms, according to Jim, which is not as bad as it should have been. And
are
frankly,
you sure?
How many seasons is this thing on now?
36.
It's like season 4, dude.
Yeah, oh, really?
Who'd have thunk that would have still been there? Boston Legal, also new tonight.
Oh, wow, that's good stuff there. Over on BET tonight, one of the early and one of the great films from Spike Lee, School Days. His own starring back when he was still Larry Fishburne.
Yeah.
That shows you how long ago that was, 1988. So, yeah, good stuff there.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to go to late night TV, kiddies. I'm going to late night TV for the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
Andre Benjamin.
Oh!
It says actor Andre Benjamin,
oh,
but we know
it?
Better.
Yeah, we do.
He's the dude from he's Andre 3000,
yeah,
baby.
Outcast, baby.
That dude's funny, man.
Country Music Television tonight has a fantastic Western on, oddly enough. It's Silverado. Kevin Kline, Scott Glenn, Kevin Costner's in that,
dude,
right?
Silverado,
Silverado rocks. Danny
Everybody
Glover.
Is in that thing.
Yeah.
Brian Dennehy is in that.
Not Brian Dennehy.
John Cleese is in
John
that.
John Cleese is in Silverado.
Silverado effing rocks, 1985, I think.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, keep going, because
I got
nothing.
Sure.
There's nothing on
tonight,
TV tonight.
On Discovery Channel and Dirty Jobs are looking at tight spaces.
Ooh.
You just don't know how dirty tight spaces can be. Shut your mouth.
I was going to say, it sounds
FX
dirty.
Tonight, Transporter 2, Electric Boogaloo. Over on Turner Classic Movies, Henry Fonda and Dana Andrews. Wow, he had prunes. In 1943, the Oxbow Incident. VH1 tonight, of course, Scott Baio was 46 and pregnant in a medical miracle I never saw coming.
Scott Baio rules.
But tonight, if we're watching anything, we're flipping it over to Lifetime Television
for women.
Because tonight, a private investigator uncovers evidence that her husband is unfaithful.
No.
Patricia Kellenberger and Tom Irwin star in When Husbands Cheat.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Tonight on Fox, When Husbands Cheat.
Arrgh. I'm going to watch that.
Crash stuff.
No thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
fine.
Sir, do you know what today is besides being Tuesday, February 19th?
Hold on. Oh. No, I don't.
It is Molly Ringwald's birthday.
How old is Molly?
Molly Ringwald, I believe, today turns the big 4-0. Molly Ringwald is 40 years old today.
She's right at my age, too.
She is.
Molly, call me.
Oh, please,
call me, Molly, or at least send me an email. Damn.
Yeah, because that's really what she wants, is a man that can go the distance until that leg cramp comes up again.
Hey, listen, leave my leg cramp alone. It was a beautiful shot, okay?
Okay.
It was fantastic driveway basketball, Billy Flynn. You don't know.
Was it a brick? Was it air ball?
I actually don't even remember if I made the shot or not.
Because you just, oh, I'm in pain.
Ow.
You hit the ground like a... Wow.
Ow, my vulva! Yeah.
You hit the ground like a little girl, and your two little girls were standing there pointing and laughing. Daddy! Wow.
It wasn't just like last week.
Okay.
Shut up!
All
actually,
right.
the vicaress came back about halfway through the game. She came back from her walk, and she just started sinking balls. I mean, it was nutty. She was insane. She was like Iverson, just
wham, wham, wham.
Yeah. So anyway, it was embarrassing. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. So everyone's got game but you.
Everyone... Yes.
Oh.
I'm comfortable with that. Also, it was her movie night last night.
Yes.
How cool is my wife? It's my wife's DVD rental night. She rents a football movie.
Which movie?
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, right.
Yeah. Which is good. I liked it. I'd never seen the movie.
I don't want your life. No, wait, Varsity Blues.
No, that was Varsity Blues.
Sorry.
Different
They're
one.
They're the same
Different
movie.
Different one.
It's the same movie.
But this has got Billy Bob Thornton in it, yo. Okay.
Oh, well, that definitely makes
sense. Hey, listen, still, it's a football movie, all
Me
right?
Too.
So it could have been a whole hell of a lot worse. So
it's true.
She's a big fan of the show, see? And I got her season one, see? Well,
there you go.
I don't know
why
I turned into Edward G. Robinson there. And so she wanted to watch the movie
before she started
watching season one. Fine, leave it alone. All right, it's Tuesday, so DVDs are out today. New DVD releases. We'll talk about that in just a minute, kiddies. So happy that you're with us right here on Geek Radio Daily.
Back in the mist of time, before D20, before Doom, before Settlers of Catan, there were other games. Role-playing games like Top Secret and Traveler, video games like Dark Castle and Mule, and board games like Titan, Cosmic Encounter, and Diplomacy. At the Vintage Gamer Podcast, we remember those times. In fact, we seek out great games from an earlier era. Each episode, we go back and take a fresh look at an older game that has stood the test of time, to see what works, see what doesn't, and spend a little time reminiscing. So grab your bottle of 30-year-old scotch or a piece of fine Stilton and join us at The Vintage Gamer, available at www.thevintagegamer.net.
Geek Radio Daily for this Tuesday, 19th day of February. We are back, kiddies. Billy Flynn and the vicar in the his house.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
Word. Aw, yeah.
Top kid on stop. Right.
We should do a hip-hop cast.
We should.
We could so pull that off, dude.
We absolutely could. We got skills.
Let's talk movies, shall we?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
I'm not going to watch a whole lot of movies this week. Now, remember that my list is from the AP Newswire.
That's fine.
And it always blows.
That's
my
fine.
List
Go
is always
it.
Terrible.
Let's
so
see what you got.
I might be missing some stuff. American Gangster's out.
American Gangster is out. And then the 3-disc special edition
too. Oh, no, I did not know that.
See, there you go.
What's in the best of Bela Lugosi? I'm worried about this
I'm
set.
I'm sure
do you
it's
know?
Gotta
did you look
be...
it up?
No, I did not look it up. All right. It's gotta have White Zombie in there somewhere. It's got to.
It could be laden with crap.
It could be.
I don't know. We need to look
this up. I'm hoping that the Bowery Boys meet Bela Lugosi is not in there, because I really wouldn't consider that the best of anything.
Hey, the Bowery Boys are awesome, dude.
That's true. Leo Gorsi fan, are you?
Now, I see Charlotte's Web on here, and that's cool, because I got kids. I get that. But it's packaged with Charlotte's Web 2.
Yes.
What the hell do they do in Charlotte's Web 2?
They answer all the questions.
Charlotte's Web 2. Mmm, bacon.
Exactly.
That's good eating.
Wilbur got the walker. Now Wilbur's on the slaughter line.
Nice. Charlotte, still dead.
Charlotte is still dead.
She's
Charlotte's kids come back for vengeance, I guess.
I don't get it. Purple Rain and Fame in one of these double feature packs?
They're doing the double feature packs. It's
see, the Purple
stuff.
Rain set was pretty awesome all by itself.
Yes.
I've got that.
Yes.
I had a listener give me that for Christmas.
That's true, you
a
did.
A couple of years ago. It's got commentary. It's
Nobody
got a bunch
bought
of, it's
me
a good
anything
set.
For Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It's all right.
They don't like you. Hey, I see Peanuts. It's the Easter Beagle Charlie Brown Deluxe Edition.
That's right. I don't know what makes it deluxe.
I don't know either.
And if I could have like some Charlie Brown stickers to decorate my eggs with,
aren't
that
those,
would be something special.
Aren't those already out, though? Aren't Probably. All the peanut specials
yeah,
already
yeah.
out?
Yeah, they are.
So I'm not real sure what that's about. Michael Clayton is
Michael
out.
Michael Clayton, the George Clooney movie where he's a fixer for a law firm who gets into something where he realizes that maybe for once his law firm's in the wrong and he should take a stand.
Oh, my word.
That's it. You know, it's
no, I already have it. I've got a screener copy of it. I haven't watched it yet. I need to before the weekend because I really want to watch a couple of these damn Oscar nominees.
Right.
But I'm out of time. That's all I see that I care about. What do you got?
In the Valley of Eli is out today. There's a bunch, I don't know if you noticed this, there's a bunch of Iraq war kind of stuff that's out today. In the Valley of Eli with Tommy Lee Jones and Charlize Theron is out there. He wants to find out what happened to his son. What did happen when he was over in Iraq? Rendition by Brian De Palma, which is a faux documentary about the murder of the 14-year-old Iraqi girl, the rape
oh,
and murder.
Right, yeah.
And it's from various different like newscasts, internet streams. It sets it up as a documentary looking at the lives of these three soldiers. Ang Lee's Lust Caution, which was got an NC-17 rating, is out. It's what they call an erotic espionage thriller. Ooh, set in World War II in Shanghai.
Ha-ha.
Which is always good. Well, not Rendition. I'm sorry. Rendition is a completely different Iraq movie. Redacted is the Brian De Palma movie. Rendition is yet another movie where what if someone you loved just completely disappeared off the face of the earth? They've been pegged as a terrorist. Yankee can't find him. And one woman searched to find her husband. That's Reese Witherspoon in that movie.
Oh,
crazy.
I saw the trailer for that.
There you go. See?
I saw the it actually looked pretty okay.
Okay. Also out today, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Now this is the new.
This
what's
is the new one.
It?
The
cartoon.
One from 2002.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is not the original cartoon, nor is it the Dolph Lundgren Frank Langella classic.
Which still doesn't look good to me. I mean, the animation doesn't look good. It's all weird, like a Rob Liefeld kind of heads too small. But
that's what the kids like nowadays.
Yeah, the crazy, the swinging young Hepcats like their animation
yeah,
very
all,
different from
they're
what
all
we,
about that.
Than what we
There is something out today called Dragons and Rings, which explores the questions that are too controversial to be addressed by contemporary scientists and archaeologists. As host Steve Mitchell takes viewers on a fascinating voyage into a world where fantasy mystery and myth collide.
I don't know what you just said, man.
I don't either. It's one of those weird things that those of us that wear our geek flags a little higher than the rest of us would
yeah.
be all about, is what I'm
I
saying.
I suppose so. Yeah. Are you saying, sir, that we are not as big a geeks as we could be?
I'm saying that we are a little more on the stealth geek kind of side of life.
All right.
Also, that even though there's many Iraq movies this week, plus there's a Kirby and a Sonic DVD that I didn't even bother to mention, we're basically all waiting for Justice League because we still do not have Parker Lewis, but we do have four tourists over in Australia who take a wrong turn in the outback. Next thing you know, giant crocodile coming to try to kill them. Today,
oh.
my friend, today you can dive into Blackwater.
Ooh, you scared me a little when
I'm
you
good.
With that.
I hope so.
It's frightening. All right, let's do a little bit of news and then get the hell out of here.
We can do that. Geek News, taking a look at life from the geeky side of things. Are you sitting down, sir?
I am, sir. I'm seated.
Good.
You're looking at me.
Gen Con announced that it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
I did read that. I
okay.
did read that. Now, it's a restructuring. We think it's just a restructuring move and no worries.
Well, you know, it's a direct result, apparently. We don't know this is 100% official, but it's apparently a direct result from a lawsuit filed by Lucasfilm alleging an unjust failure to uphold financial obligations relating to Celebration 4.
Oh, the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Who's it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, way to go, George Lucas. So, yeah, they're going to continue to operate without interruption during the process. They're looking forward to an expeditious resolution to the short-term challenges.
Yeah, because I got my hotel reservation.
Exactly. So, they still call it the best 4 days in gaming. They're going to try to make sure that still happens. This year, definitely a go. We're going to see what happens after that. But,
great.
Yeah, it makes me a little sad.
Yeah, I read that already. Real quick, from IGN UK, casting news for the Street Fighter movie. It's Lana Lang. It's going to be Chun-Li.
That is the stupidest thing I've heard.
Well, she looks Asian. Cause...
Sure.
Hmm.
She certainly does look like she's an Asian, crazy martial arts maneuver. Yeah.
All right, let me say, the picture of Chun-Li that I have here on IGN next to the picture of Kristen, and they look exactly alike. They do.
What?
Well, Chun doesn't look Asian in this
Are
picture.
Are you wearing your glasses,
No,
though?
Chun doesn't look Asian in this picture. If you look at the eyes in this picture, they aren't particularly Asian. And
oh.
Kristen has kind of funny-shaped eyes.
Okay,
see what I mean?
I
you look at those two together, they look alike. Anyway, that's all. That's all. We'll see how happy
Okay, what are you going to do? Prince and the Village People. There's a combination you don't hear every day.
That's a ticket I'd go see.
Prince and the Village People are suing Pirate Bay. Now, for those of you that may not know Pirate Bay, because I had to do some research because I had no idea what
this
kind of thing.
You've never heard of this.
I've never heard in my life.
What is this?
Apparently, you can go to a website called Pirate Bay, and you can, what they call, download these torrents. Bit torrenting?
What is this? Bit torrent?
I have no idea what they're talking
about. I know not.
But apparently, you can get all kinds of songs and TV shows and movies and everything.
Dare we say it? Porn?
Dare we say, and you can just download it straight up to there. Prince and the Village People now suing Pirate Bay. Prince, I understand. The Village People? The Village People have been damaged by Pirate Bay?
Yeah.
The Village People?
I know.
So there you go. Once again, one of the many torrent sites out there for people to trade files the way that God intended them to see if they like something before they buy it, is now being attacked yet again, this time by Prince, a musical genius, and the Village People.
Would you gentlemen like some pancakes? All right, let's put this thing to bed, huh? This is enough for Tuesday. Let's go ahead and put this sad thing to bed. Geek Radio Daily, kiddies, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded right here, friends, at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, towering high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or individually at Vicar or Billy Flynn at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you subscribe through iTunes. Join the forums, y'all. Our brand new forums at geekradiodaily.com/forums.
I can't believe I gave my panties to a geek.